I'm Frank Vaughn. It's October 18th, 2024. And a reckoning is coming to one province, and a decision is still ahead for my province. Yesterday, the Premier announced a common-sense policy to keep boys out of girls' change rooms and girls out of boys' change rooms to protect our kids from predation of gender ideology. Now, it's very simple. This is common sense. And you need to understand how far the NDP, even here in Saskatchewan, is down the rabbit hole. You may have heard that there is an NDP candidate with two male children who they've decided to raise as females. Now, you need to understand this isn't just about identity. These decisions that these children are being asked to make, encouraged to make by their guidance counselors, by their teachers, by their very own parents, to me constitutes child abuse. When a child starts taking hormone therapy, as they call it, when they start taking puberty blockers, that is an irreversible decision. It interrupts puberty. It has known health effects, not just the obvious ones. Heart disease, cancers, malformation. It is destructive. It's delusional to pursue it. And yet in this country, thousands of kids have already been sterilized before their puberty completed in the name of this pollution known as gender ideology. And it is thoroughly ensconced right here in Saskatchewan and has representation in the new Democrat Party. They want to make this election about union talking points. They want to make this election about education, healthcare. They want to focus on that. But you need to understand the destruction, the widespread cultural destruction, which is wreaking havoc all across Western civilization, particularly in North America, has good representation in the NDP. It is not just this nonsense where they claim that because there's a high rate of sexually transmitted diseases here in Saskatchewan, that they need to teach your kindergartners, your grade ones, your grade twos, your grade threes about sexually transmitted disease, about the Rainbow Brigade, about the gender unicorn and all the colors underneath it. They claim they are protecting kids, and they claim that Scott Moe is targeting vulnerable kids in an inversion of reality that defies a mind capable of grasping common sense. Stopping kids from sterilizing themselves because they've been encouraged to believe a delusion is the very least a parent should do until they're at least adults. The segregation of the sexes into their own individual spaces, because the sexes are different and we're born different. It is not some gradient spectrum. Yes, there are transsexuals that exist, but they are genetic abnormalities. They have a challenged life, to be sure, but they should not be used as a justification for promoting the gender delusion among perfectly healthy, normal male and female children. Now, this ideology, this madness, at a 10-to-1 ratio, harms girls more than it does boys. And that's not to diminish what happens to boys, but it's the women and the girls who are rendered the most insecure and unsafe to make room for the boys who want to LARP as girls, or for the men who just want to abuse women's only spaces for their supposed sense of civil rights. You don't have a civil right to a delusion. And we need to back that whole idea right back up. It's a myth. And there might be some legal precedent out there. It needs to be targeted and destroyed before this affects any more lives. This change room policy, this idea of just changing this, is just the beginning. It's just the first step. The government's got to go a lot further. Because it's like there's a disease that started in Regina and it's slowly spreading out into the hinterlands, into the province. And it's coming for your kids. They want to promote it in the school system. They want to use your tax dollars to confuse your kids about the bodies they were born in. Make no mistake, the people who are targeting kids, the people who are hurting kids, are those who are teaching them to hate the body they were born in. Let me repeat, it is the gender ideologues who are teaching your children to hate themselves, teaching your children to adopt a delusion and pretend it's real, teaching your children, their parents, that taking hormone therapies, that taking puberty blockers is a healthy and rational decision. Start looking up detransitioners, folks. Start to understand that this whole thing leads to nothing but destruction. There's a reason that the instances of violence, self-harm, go up when gender dysphoria is encouraged. It's because you're living in a state of unreality. It is not mentally sound. It is not mentally well. And no child should be told that it's normal. Not by their parents, not by the schools, and not by the state. So the NDP in this province, who have such a well-established track record of the destruction not only of business, not only of demography, but also the very social services that they would promote themselves as champions, promote themselves as trying to save. Remember, the SAS party turned the lights back on in this province. The SAS party fixed the roads. The SAS party is trying to take back at least some of Saskatchewan's sovereignty from the federal government. The SAS party is pushing back against the madness that's infecting your schools. Look, we need to have some memory here. It's not just this gender stuff, which is bad enough on its own. On its own, it's the most important issue in this election because it destroys vulnerable children who should be encouraged to love the bodies they were born in, who should be told, you're fine the way you are. Let's get over this mental hurdle and let's get you enjoying the biology that you were born to. Instead of feeding you full of this idea that you can change it in a healthy way, which you can't. It's not just that. Remember, it was only last summer, or at least last year, when they found these absolutely abhorrent, disgusting materials being handed out in your schools, advising your children, without your knowledge, in the most perverse of subjects. Why are they doing this? Why are the people who claim to protect vulnerable kids so committed to sexualizing them at younger and younger ages? Why do they only rely on half-truths in their arguments instead of the full body of knowledge? Because it's not just this that targets them for destruction. This is a much bigger cultural problem. It's multifaceted. There are people and there are causes out there. There's money that wants to take down Western civilization, that wants to destroy the stability of the family, that wants the state to be God. In places in the world, people are losing custody of their children because they won't affirm their mental illness as real. Do you want that coming to Saskatchewan? Because I don't. I fled Ontario because it's become a safe haven for every kind of perversion that you can imagine. The Ford government, they're not conservative. They're terrible, and they're wildly popular. And their opposition, who each, the NDP and the Liberals, enjoy about 20% public approval, is even crazier. Which is why I often say that Ontario is lost. I don't know how you bring it back. Now, Saskatchewan in the West can be a beacon of hope for people who just want to protect the nuclear family, who want to raise normal, healthy boys and girls. It can become a magnet for these value systems. It can become a mecca for those who are fleeing the madness, for those who just want to get away, and for those who want to reassert provincial autonomy within this broken federation. Now back to what I was starting to talk about was this multifaceted attack on Western civilization. Like I said in yesterday's video, we no longer export culture. We're told we don't have a core cultural identity, and the only thing left is to import it. And one of the cultures that we have imported is this gender madness, which is very destructive. You combine it with the hedonism and the materialism that media is throwing at your children. If you're leaving your kids alone with their devices, if you're leaving your kids alone to just consume mainstream media, the shock that's going to come to you later on down the road, when they come back at you with values that you didn't even close to raise them with, is going to be a very challenging and hurtful moment. I know parents that are going through it right now. The assault is multifaceted. Your childhood stars, and this is no coincidence, it's not just the main ones. You think of Miley Cyrus, or you think of Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera, but there's also extras and walk-ons and all of these children's shows that your kids grow up consuming that are one degree or another of more wholesome than mainstream culture. But the second those child stars come of age, the ones that get the biggest push, the ones that get promoted into stardom, encourage your children to become hedonistic little whores consumed by materialism. That is no accident. It is so destructive to our culture. It's one of the reasons we're having this demographic crisis. Sterile kids, sterile young adults have no chance of having children, have no chance of a normal life. When they change their mind, when they look back and they say, why did my parents let me do this? Why did my guidance counselors let me do this? And again, look up detransitioners. Their stories are legion. They look back at 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and they ask, why did the adults in the room not stop me? And once they get to that point, all the trans activists, all the people represented by the Saskatchewan NDP on this crazy ideology, they're nowhere to be found. They don't care about you once you're destroyed. They hide behind this shield saying that they're protecting vulnerable children, but once they're done destroying the vulnerable children, they just ignore the damage they've done. Nothing, not one thing, is more important in this election than the pushback against gender madness and the enshrinement of parental rights in some kind of new lawful document to protect you from this. It's got to be pushed out of the schools. It's got to be rejected. The color brigade, the gender unicorn, it has to be not just rejected, it has to be discriminated against. Discrimination on its own is not a bad thing. A society is defined by what it says no to far more than an unrestricted and unmitigated yes. You're allowed to say no to cultural practices and influences that are inherently destructive. And so we need to relearn that value in this case. Your kids, whose childhood is too short as it is, whose childhood is a brand new creation of modern times. Child labor was a thing not too long ago. Children were victimized in every different way from very young ages. And that's not to say having your child work on your farm constitutes some kind of human rights violation. It does not, necessarily. But taking a 5 or 6-year-old and making them haul coal for 12 hours a day in a mine, and if they break out of line or they actually show some kind of childhood imagination where they want to just pursue childhood, exploring the world around them, being punished and beaten until they fall back in line and go back to work. Now that is child abuse. And we decided as a society that we wanted to eliminate that. If every child matters, then childhood itself as a social institution should matter. And you don't protect childhood by teaching kids about not just this transgenderism, this nonsense, but also about sodomy. And I don't even want to get into the particulars. If you really want to learn the kind of creepy stuff that's been going on in Saskatchewan schools, you just need to look up search terms like placards found at Saskatchewan school call outrage. Like, just go to Google. Use different combinations of words. Read and understand what you're looking at. We don't need this. Childhood is so short as it is. Kids interact and they play and they imagine their world and they're free of sexual tension. They're protected from it. They will learn it soon enough on their own. They will have enough questions when they're older and they have a bit more of a basis in education and experience and stability to approach these questions. But when you start throwing the idea at them, when they're 6, 7, 8 years old, that, hey, you were born a boy and you're biologically male, but did you know you can change yourself? If you take a girl who's just coming into puberty, experiencing cramps for the first time, experiencing her blood for the first time, experiencing the emotions and the highs and the lows of menstruation and PMS. Look, it's so insulting, actually. When I think about this, I think about what my wife's gone through. I think about what the girls in my life have gone through. I've known girls with cervical cancers. I've known girls with hormonal problems. Very unique sufferances borne by women that men do not experience. Now, we have our own. This isn't to, well, actually, if you want to get into a back and forth, I think women have a harder go. I just do. I mean, it's not just menstruation and PMS and all of that. It's they're also the child bearers. In my mind, women are precious and deserve a position of high honor, and it's my privilege to serve my wife. She bore my children. She bore that pain. We have a saying around our house when she's, and it's just between us, we don't really talk about it in front of the kids, but when she has her monthlies, we say she's bleeding for the team, because she is, for the team, not just for our family, but for the human race. And then some man's supposed to come in and you're supposed to honor that? A guy is pretending to be a woman and pretending? A lot of these influencers, they're getting online and they're just so misogynistically demeaning to the reality of womanhood. It offends me to my core as a man. There's no validity to it. Get them out of rape shelters. Get them out of girls' spaces. Let the women have their place. They deserve it. But take a young girl who's just becoming aware of her womanhood and tell her that, hey, we can block puberty for you. We can eliminate that. We can make it so you maybe don't have to feel that again. We can turn you into a boy. Why would you want to be a girl when you could be a boy? And it's all a lie. You can deepen your voice. You can grow a beard. You can have a mastectomy. The culture is so sick and so pervasive that there's video games out now where you can put double mastectomy, like you can pick which one you display a scar for, like it's something to show the world and something to be proud of. And it is Joseph Mengele would be hard-pressed to come up with something as cruel as normalizing this and telling people that it is healthy and it's right here. It is in Saskatchewan. It is on the cusp of becoming even more official state policy. Now, all that stands between us and that right now is the Sask Party. And if you're tired of Scotty Moe and you're burnt out after 17 years, think pragmatically. Think what's at stake. Think what's ready. Think what's not ready. Nothing is more important than protecting our children from predation. I can't believe that you have to say these things. That I have to feel like I have to argue it. That I actually have to fear that people who believe this is good and just could actually form a government somewhere. But the fact is, they do in Ontario. They did in BC. They have done in other places all around the world. These madmen and madwomen have taken the reins of power, have taken over influence of unions, have browbeat and bullied people into silence. And the people who actually speak with common sense and speak with conviction are targeted for destruction by these radicals, and that's what they are. And as much as I want to believe that the Sask NDP is not as radical as the NDP found in other places in this country, I can't justify that position. They are just that radical. There's nothing more important to me than this election right now and making sure that they don't get into office where they can promote more of this craziness. Now listen, British Columbia is about to vote tomorrow. It's going to be an interesting day. I look forward to the count. Turnout seems to be high, which is bad news for the NDP because that indicates a change election. And look at what they've done. I don't know if I should get into a history lesson right now about the transgender nonsense and madness. I just shot an interview with a lawyer where he talks about some of it that's gone on in BC, part of what the voter is so angry about, but it's not just that. It's the embracing of addiction as something to not be ashamed of. It's the embracement of safe supply, so-called safe supply, where the government is responsible for distributing drugs to addicts. And then I seen a video of a guy selling his government-supplied drugs on the street and then threatening to stab somebody. Like, just look at BC. There's your NDP madness. Look at Ontario, where the mind virus has so fully taken hold that there isn't political opposition to it anywhere in sight that can actually form a government. God save us from this madness. So really think about it. When we go to the polls on the 28th, or when you go to the poll tomorrow in BC and you vote, there are some people who write some mean tweets and say some things on social media that maybe they shouldn't have said the way that they said, but the evidence in front of your face, the destruction that has been wrought, should speak louder than some poorly worded social media. The fact that that's what they're leaning on means they think you're stupid. And the same goes here. There's an element of the Sask NDP's argument that thinks you're browbeaten and stupid, that you'll actually deny the reality in front of your face, that you will sit idly by on the sidelines holding your tongue, hoping that you and yours get spared the madness that is gender ideology. It's insulting to normalcy. It's insulting to intelligence. It's insulting to common sense. And I really hope that is the number one thing, that is protecting kids from predation, that is on your mind when you go and mark an X, regardless of whether you live in BC or Saskatchewan. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.